And thank God, the Muslims have a great devotion to Our Lady, but not as the Mother of God. Jesus, Isa, is the Ibn Miriam. He is not the Ibn Allah. As I think I told you, the Quran orders the Muslims to either convert Christians who adore a man as though he were God, or kill them. All of this leads to one momentous conclusion. Without Mary, there would be no Catholic priesthood in the world, because without Mary, there would be no Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, there is no sisters. Not only is there no Catholic Church, there is no Christianity. What should be our response? Threefold. A deeper devotion to Our Lady as the Mother of the priesthood. A deeper faith in the powers of the priest. When I speak to priests, of course, I tell them a deeper faith in our priestly powers. I tell priests, I have taught altogether close to 1,000 priests, 600 of my own Jesuits. I told them, for ordination and after ordination, you'll be only as good priests as you have a great devotion to Our Lady, and sisters promote devotion to Our Lady among priests. Ask them to lead the rosary. Promote devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Be sure there are images of Our Lady, and not just in churches, but in the rectories. Have you once in a while, two of you go into a rectory? Well, pardon me, snoop around. Are there any pictures or statues of Our Lady? If not, find a benefactor and make sure there are, I repeat, statues and pictures of Our Lady. Novenas to Our Lady. And of course, a deeper love of Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, who is in our midst in the Holy Eucharist. How do we grow in our devotion to Mary? By engaging her in conversation as often as we can. Talk to Our Lady. How do we help priests grow in their faith, in their priestly powers, by promoting faith in the Holy Eucharist among the people whom we serve? There is nothing which the Catholic Church more needs in our day than a stronger, clearer, and more lively understanding of the Holy Eucharist. And she cannot, the Church, cannot be more deeply believed in and the Holy Eucharist more deeply loved than by promoting devotion to Our Lady. Closing prayer. Mary, Mother of the Holy Eucharist and Mother of the Priesthood, obtain for our priests something of your deep faith in your Divine Son. Obtain for priests something of your zeal to make Jesus, living in the Eucharist, better known and more deeply loved throughout the world. Amen. Now, part two. I pray, Lord, for the last classes. What shall we cover? This present conference is on the primacy of Peter. The primacy of Peter. Whatever else we know about the priesthood. We've said this, and now we will concentrate. A priest has three principal powers from Christ who ordained him. The power that Christ shares with priests of changing bread and wine into Christ's own living body and blood. Second, Christ gives priests the power to forgive sins. And hear it, the priest must say, I absolve you from your sins. As a priest would say, your sins are absolved, the person has not been absolved. He must say, I, in Latin, ego, te absolvo, I begot his Jewish. Why? Because Jesus confers on priests a share in his own divine power of forgiving sins. Remember the occasion. In a crowded room, Jesus was in the middle of the room. Not even standing room, just people shoving each other. And no doubt people standing outside the door. Remember the paralytic who wanted to be cured. No way he could get close to Jesus and wash it. Close to Jesus. That's why we have the Holy Eucharist. Close to Jesus. Body for body. This is spatial nearness. You know what they did? The roofs in those days, pardon me, so many roofs in Calcutta. You don't need a chisel to open the roof. So they opened the roof, and remember, and when they saw his body coming down from the roof, well, they made space, and they dropped him, the poor paralytic, right in front of Jesus. And who remembers, what did Jesus first tell the paralytic? Your sins are forgiven. Remember? Father Paladin, being an honest man, he knew he was a sinner. But that's not why. They drilled a hole in the roof and dropped him in front of the Savior. He must have said to himself, thanks, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. But that's not the real reason that I dropped or was dropped down the roof. And leave it to the Pharisees. Remember? They said to themselves, who but God can forgive sins?